stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Ash weekend on Sundays from 2 to 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach running out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is.
Zach, and we're back on digital.
We are back on digital. Big, big news.
Big news on the Switch 1197 front. Back on the old digital bandwidth.
By popular demand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, of course. Everyone was saying, what the hell's all this dance music? I'm hearing the Josh and Zachary show. Yeah. There's all this talk about the Josh and Zachary show on the AM band, but can we get them digital? Well, you could back in the day.
The answer used to be no.
Yeah, well, we were...
Well, the answer used to be yes.
Yes.
Then the answer was no.
Yeah.
But the answer, once again,
yes.
Is yes.
So, we were so garbage at one point, they just said, we've got to take these guys off the old digital bandwidth.
Yeah.
And then we suddenly got good. And then here we are. We're back. We're back,
to
Brisbane.
To trash it up again.
Let's see how long we last this time.
So if you were tuning in expecting to hear dance music, apologies.
Oh, you probably danced
strap
to this.
Yourself in.
You never know. I mean, people probably laughed at Skrillex when he started putting out his stuff.
They did.
You know, I can't dance to this garbage. And now they probably can't dance to the sound of our voices. But maybe down the future, mate. Maybe they will.
I can only hope so. Hope,
exactly. The big news in the radio community, Zach, is the ACRAs were on last night. The Australian Commercial Radio Awards. I mean, come on.
It's very awkward because we could have the same acronym for ours. Because
exactly.
It's community versus commercial. So
exactly.
They really got in there first and took the ACRA.
I mean,
from
don't,
us.
Don't get me wrong. I have been using the hashtag for the Australian Community Radio Awards. So who knows? We might drive a bit of traffic to our page that way. But we've got the big, awards coming up a little bit later in the show, which is good news. Fingers crossed, of course.
Fingers crossed, and good luck to everyone involved.
Everyone nominated, of course. Zach, also Pluto's back in the news.
Ah,
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
It can't keep its face out of the news, can it?
Send it away.
Yeah, Mars gets a write up.
Yeah,
and Pluto goes, hang on, what's happening over here? No, remember me.
Yeah, remember me. I'll traveling outside the solar system almost.
You're not even a planet anymore, Pluto.
Well, he's got some big news. Oh, Pluto's got some big news, Zach.
Yeah. They're all coming out with the news now.
And also, Zach, I mean, if you listen to the podcast on the Josh and Zachary Show snippets, we were skipping like crazy. 3221197. If we're skipping away, let us know. But listen to the Josh and Zachary Show. Switch 1197. Stick around. Tons to talk about. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, we were very nervous because we got the big ACRAs coming up a little bit later in the show, the Australian Community Radio Awards. So good luck, Zach. You're nominated, which is good news.
Are they sanctioned awards? So who's in charge of these?
Oh, mate, can't even announce that on air.
Oh, okay.
Because all that kind of stuff is kept hush hush behind the scenes. But
it's awfully convenient.
Got a bloody great host this year. Bloody ripper of a host.
Okay.
And like I said, you're nominated, so looking forward to that a little bit later in the show. But Zach, you said we'd never use this.
It's Josh and Zachary's Tech Talk of the Week. Computers,
technology,
scientific discoveries.
Now this one is, like I said at the start of the show, Zach, Pluto's back in the news.
Yeah.
He's reared its, let's not even call it ugly head. Mm-hmm. Just call it a head. Just he's come back. Now everyone remembers, Pluto was sent out of the planet lineup a long time ago, many years ago. I mean, if you're just waking up to the news, we apologize that you've been in a coma for all these years. But yes, Pluto was banished from the solar system. Not even learnt about in school, Zach, I hear tell. They just kind of went, oh, what's that distant one over there?
And that one, don't worry about it.
These teachers would say...
They closed the blind real quick.
They said,
it's not even a planet.
Yeah, that. It's not even. They called it a dwarf planet at one point. Which
they write that kid's name down and it goes on a list.
Yeah.
They forward it to ASIO.
But
he's asking about Pluto again.
Like a jealous, or like any girlfriend that you kind of ditch or break up with, girlfriend or boyfriend, you send them away.
Yeah.
Within a couple of years, even sooner than that sometimes when we're talking humans.
They're trying to re-add you to Facebook, like Pluto's trying to re-add itself to our solar system.
And the only time you ever do that, Zach, is when you've gotten significantly better at your life, isn't it? You don't re-add your ex when you... When you're in between jobs, you're feeling like a bit
of a goose. You're sleeping out of your car, you're pushing trolleys for a living, but you're not telling your family.
I mean, nothing against people pushing trolleys for a living. I mean, valuable members of society.
But you're also sleeping in your car.
Oh, of course you are.
And you're lying to your family about what you're doing for work.
Yeah, you just going hanging out in the coffee club. Yeah. That was work, dear. Oh, well, I'd rather not get into it. But Zach, Pluto, the scientists have, for some reason, probably it's a bit of a joke, probably some of the new scientists, they're like, oh God, what'll I do? And they're like, oh, poke your telescope up there and look at that little dwarf planet, eh? And, you know, kind of like a time-wasting thing, kind of like asking Carpenter if you can go down to the shop and get him a long weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Left-handed spanner.
Like, so they'd go up there, some tartan paint.
Yeah.
All the classics if you're working on a job site. But, so this, I guess, junior solar system expert, he peered up there, had a look at Pluto and went, hang on a sec, patches of water, mate.
No.
Frozen water, of course.
No, well, don't start doing this.
Pluto's come back and they've got the latest news is he's got some frozen water on him, which is good news, I guess.
Get out of here, Pluto. Mars came through with the water and now Pluto's shyly raising its hand from the back of the crowd. Oh. No, I got water too, mate.
Oh, you think water's cool?
Yeah, yeah, no, I got heaps of it.
Too much water, anything. I'm drowning. Yeah. Not only that, Zach.
Pluto's trying to sign a deal with Matt Damon to do a movie on it.
I just
really raise its profile.
I mean, yes, Matt Damon and his supporting staff has just done wonders for the Mars PR.
Yeah, they have done. I mean, it's looking, it's forerunner of Earth 2.0 at the
I read in the news, Zach, that scientists are now saying, oh yeah, it's quite quite plausible, and NASA's organising a program to get people living up there just off the back of Matt Damon alone.
Yeah.
I'd love Matt Damon to come on our show.
Yeah, people would try and live here.
That'd be great news. Yeah. I don't want people staying at my house, though. But and also, they said that, I mean, like, the whole thing is Pluto's, they said the planet's alive. Alive and kicking.
Okay.
We kicked it. We killed it as best we could.
Yeah.
We were like, get out of here, you cheeky devil. And, you know, we thought we'd just downtrodden it to basically nothing. And
do you think it's a bit of a Cinderella story?
It is a Cinderella, like, the underdog.
Basically, it hit midnight, turned back into a pauper, which was basically not a planet.
That was always going to happen.
Everyone's spitting on this thing, saying, clean the fireplace and do it properly while its stepsisters are going to the ball with the moon.
And
Pluto's just sitting there by itself, downtrodden.
Yep.
It goes, you know bloody what? I'm going to get me fairy godmother.
Yep.
I'm going to bring life onto myself.
That's it.
It's trying to become the darling of the solar system.
The ultimate underdog.
Yeah.
Well, I say good on you, Pluto.
Keep it up. And we'll see what happens.
I'd love to, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on Pluto, I reckon.
Yeah, that's
see,
what I want.
See what else it's got. This man's got blue skies. The whole planet's living. It's got weather up there.
I don't know about this.
All the good stuff. All the good stuff. So, yeah, like you said, a forerunner for Earth 2.0. Hell of a place, hell of a bloody trip to get there, but we'll keep you apprised. It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. This is Sugar with Robin Schultz. Stick around. Acura's coming up straight after this. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, just after tech talk, we ducked into the bathrooms, got changed into our tuxedos.
We did.
So we're
ready
looking
for the Acras.
Looking very, very good, I must say.
Not the Acras that you'd be familiar with.
Oh, of course. Not
if you are familiar at all with commercial radio awards.
What have they got? They got the Oscars, the Emmys, and of course, the Acras.
Yeah.
The Australian Commercial Radio Awards. We were obviously not invited to that.
We're not commercial radio.
No, of course. We're community radio. So.
I mean, do we poo-poo commercial radio?
Of course we do. We go, you know, we didn't get our invites for the Commercial Radio Awards, but we didn't get to go to the Acras, but today we will go to the Acras, which is good news. The Australian Community Radio Awards, Zach. So if you don't mind, we might kick it off. Like we said, killer host click.
Mm-hmm.
A killer host this year.
I've heard a big buzz. They've kept it a secret.
You're nominated, of course.
Yeah,
so
obviously.
You've been, you got sweaty palms, you know, a bit nervous.
Mate.
Quiet over there, you know, you haven't really been saying too much, but it's, you know.
I gave you a half hour on Pluto. I gave you a tight five.
But, you know, that.
Off the top of my dome, I don't know how much better I'm meant to do than that. You bring up Pluto, and I got zinger after zinger after zinger.
Oh, yeah, zinger. The zinger count was going right off.
Yeah, it was.
But
you all heard it
in between. Well, in between, that's what people didn't hear was in during the songs. You know, I'm saying, oh yeah, you know, good Pluto chat, and you're just like, don't even talk to me about it. I'm just too nervous.
Yeah,
too nervous about the Acras. Anyway, let's kick it off.
From the Convention Centre in Brisbane's beautiful South Bank, welcome to the second annual Australian Community Radio Awards. Please welcome your host from the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197, Josh Casey.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It is an absolute honour to be asked to host this year's Australian Community Radio Awards. And ever since I was a young boy, I've always wanted to be on radio. So this is an absolute dream come true. As I look out into the crowd now, I see a lot of people that I both respect and admire, as much as I imagine you all respect and admire me. Let's get into this year's nominations for the best supporting co-host of a radio program on the Switch 1197 platform, Zachary Casey of the Josh and Zachary Show. Alistair from the Breakfast Shift. And of course, Lee from the Breakfast Show. Of course, Scott and Limo. And the winner is Zachary Casey from the Josh and Zachary Show.
This is Zachary's second nomination and second win here at the Community Radio Awards. Congratulations, Zachary Casey.
I did it!
Yeah, I just, you know, like to thank, obviously, Brisbane. Great city.
Yeah.
Beautiful city as a collective.
Oh, they're giving you the one.
Yeah.
Good news, though, Zach. And,
yes.
Congratulations.
Very honoured.
And this concludes the broadcast, the on-air broadcast of the Acras. They will continue, of course, into the evening. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, big congratulations for your Acras win.
I was very happy with that.
Best co-host on a comedy
How
station.
Many votes were in?
Oh, mate, can't even tell you.
Huh? One?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, typical.
Zach, you famously said on this very platform...
Yes.
That you think Barack Obama is the funniest of all presidents.
He was the funniest of all presidents.
Because we have played a bit of audio.
I think he still is. I mean,
you reckon?
Yeah.
Because we have played a bit of George Bush.
We have.
A bit of W, a bit of George W. And
get a bit of W.
And you
That's
went,
what we always said.
And you just went, nah, not for me. And from that you said, and I quote, Barack Obama is the funniest president. You've said he's ruined other presidents for you.
He has.
In regards to their comedy prowess. Mm-hmm. You just went, nah, I can't even listen. And I mean, that's the mark of a good comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
if you listen to something that is so funny that it just makes everything else that you've ever thought was funny no longer funny,
yep.
that's a mark of a good comedian.
Let me clear that up, though. That's only within the president realm,
yeah.
The presidential realm. It's not everything ever. I mean, I would still listen to the Josh and Zachary Show podcast.
Oh, yeah. Over a speech by Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
But in terms of...
ruining funny presidents, yeah, he's done it.
He's definitely
Of course
done
he has.
It. Well, he's at it again, mate. You probably remember, I think it was the VMAs, which is almost as prestigious as the Australian Community Radio Awards.
Yes.
Kanye famously got up and said, in 2020, the year, I will be running for presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kind of went, wow, that's big news.
He's either predicting the future or revealing his plans.
But, well, Barack Obama, he's done a speech over there in America. I don't know too much about what he was doing. But he offered a bit of advice for Kanye in regards to running for president and the things that he can expect. Now, I want you to listen to this because, like I said, he was going for jokes.
Yeah.
As you would if you were the president.
You got it.
Is maybe the biggest recording artists of all time saying he's going to run for presidency. You've got to take it with a bit of grain of salt. Throw a bit of humor in there.
Only if you're doing well as the president, though. If you're doing a crap job and you're having pot shots at Kanye,
yep.
People are going to be like, mate.
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you to badmouth Kanye?
It does open up a huge can of worms,
yeah.
On social media and stuff of that nature.
It does.
But let's dive into a few of his. He's got three bits of advice, and let's have a listen to him. And I want you to gauge how funny you think these are, because, like I said, he's going for jokes.
You may have heard about this. Kanye is thinking about running for Speaker of the House. But in case Kanye is serious about this whole POTUS thing, I do have advice for him. First of all, you've got to spend a lot of time dealing with some strange characters who behave like they're on a reality TV show. So you've got to be cool with that.
The crowd liked
it. That's not too bad.
I think he was referring to the likes of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Things of that, I think, guys
well,
like him.
No, wouldn't have he been referring to...
Kanye himself.
The Kardashians, I would have thought.
Oh.
Because he has to deal with them already.
Okay.
And that's sort of the joke.
All right.
And it could be a pot shot at Trump as well. So that's a dead set zinger.
That's a zinger.
That's a three-pronged approach. That is a three-pronged approach. He's made a joke fork.
Yes.
He's just gobbling Kanye up.
He certainly has. Does he keep it up, though?
I hope so.
Let's have a listen.
Second, this is a second important tip. Saying that you have a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. That's what's known as off message in politics. You can't say something like that.
Are you throwing some lingo in there?
Yeah, no, he has done. And you know what? I'll give him points for it.
Yep.
He's working with what he's got.
Yep.
And he's got to make it topical to, you know, policy and, you know, presidential sort of speak.
As you would being the president. You have to work in the fact that you are the president and that you can't just go and do.
You can't just pretend you're an average Joe and be, oh, what's the deal with when you go to Krispy Kremes? I don't know.
You can't just get up to a tight five and then off you walk. Meanwhile, the world's in ruins. he's got to remind people that he is indeed the president.
Look, it's not his strongest.
You don't like that one?
It's not his strongest.
You reckon
joke.
He's going to finish? Because he's opened. In the rules of comedy, Zach,
yeah,
is you start with your best joke and you end with your second best joke.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he's done there. You were very impressed. Is he still gobbling Kanye up with
a fork? I'm hoping he's making a joke sandwich with phenomenal bread.
Yeah.
But the filler's not the star of the show.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
The bread
is
somewhat of a Turkish type thing.
It's an exotic bread.
Cooked on one side.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if he comes home strong.
And number three. Do you really think that this country is going to elect a black guy from the south side of Chicago with a funny name to be president of the United States? That is crazy.
What do you reckon?
I'll give him that. That's pretty funny. I mean...
Well, let's kick off this week's sexy news.
It's the Josh and Zachary Show. Sexy news.
And Zach, this week's sexy news comes out of not here in Australia, somewhere else overseas. Found an air hostess, which we know and love. You know, yeah, air hostesses. They
bring the peanuts round.
Bring the peanuts.
A set of headphones.
Can I get a bloody drink? Of course you can, you cheeky devil. We're on air, sexy, here on the Josh and Zachary Show. But one flight attendant, who will remain unnamed, made a bit of money on the side, Zach.
Okay.
Yeah, being an air hostess, I guess
it
pays.
Pocketing the extra headphones and selling them at the market.
Yeah, and then people coming back and they say, we can't use this with any other device. Like you said so in the on-air speech. But no, she was making a bit of money, a bit of chump change. To the value of about $1 million.
that's a spicy meatball.
That is. Well, Zach, what she was doing, she was hosting her very own Mile High Club.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so she was obviously selling herself on board.
Okay, so sexual services rendered.
Yes.
While in the Mile High district of the airstrip.
Money was exchanged.
Yep.
To the tune of about $2,844.
Per person.
Per person.
Jesus. So
she's
made a million.
Yeah. So, you know, you do the math, listeners.
How long do you go on before you get caught? And how do you get caught? I guess I know how you get caught. Someone sees.
someone was a little bit vocal, I guess, you know, like anything, you know. They go, oh, yeah. Guess what I did?
Yeah, join the Mile High Club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with who? Yeah. Well, wouldn't you
shouldn't
believe?
Shouldn't have told me wife. She got the air hostess
she
in.
She dubbed you straight in.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not bad for, you know, transatlantic flight. She said she prefers the long flights, as you would.
Yeah. It's one of those few jobs where you can offer that, I guess, as a perk. I mean...
Yes.
You catch a Greyhound bus or something like that.
No one really wants to take the... Yeah. No one wants to take the 80-mile-an-hour club. But especially... I mean, air hostesses, they, back in the day, I guess, they were seen as these very sexy women.
Yeah.
And then, of
and
course...
And anyone can get involved.
Anyone can be an air hostess. Just any old thing.
You got to get a couple fives in.
Yeah, you can throw a couple fives and twos in. Hang on. Isn't that great when you get on the plane? Nothing but...
Imagine if
of them doesn't even add up to a 10.
If they get so PC about it that they start having to designate a percentage of fives, twos, and tens that you're allowed to hire per team.
It's kind of like a sports team.
I'm sorry, we're actually after a three and you're at least a two.
It's kind of like a sports team with a salary cap. You're only allowed by law to you can have this many people, but the number has to add up to a certain number.
The aggregate attractiveness cannot exceed.
So Josh, it's actually Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Straight back after this. I want you to... Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, just before we play the outro music, keeping myself amused over the side of the desk, you probably noticed. I've you know how like this is your ring finger, of course, this one here.
Yeah, that one.
On the left hand, you're the kind of finger that doesn't really do too much at all. I always thought, well, that's why you put the ring on it. Because
it's got no other job.
It's got nothing else to do. So I was like, yeah, you hold this. But essentially, if you do this with me, mate, and I want to get your opinion.
I do want to do this.
Hold your hands like this. Okay. So I'm kind of like a spider. Like if you're doing an incy-wincy spider type thing.
And all fingers are connected.
All fingers are connected.
Yep.
But your palms are apart.
Your palms are apart. So you're putting all your fingertips together.
All of your fingertips together. Thumb with thumb. Index with index.
And pinky with pinky.
Rides on to the end. And they're saying that the reason the ring finger is because you can pull these hands apart, these fingers apart. But you can't. Essentially, pull apart your ring fingers.
Well, I've just done it.
Yeah, me too.
So what's the joke?
There is no joke.
Well, why is that a thing then?
I don't know. I think they're kind of like... Oh,
I think you've misunderstood it.
Yeah, I think I have.
We'll figure it out. We'll come back next week and
come back next week.
Tell you the real thing, because Josh is obviously. There's no way anyone's not tried that out and repeated it on the internet for other idiots.
I can't pull it apart enough, but yours basically goes right back. You can fold your fingers back like like a double jointed or something.
Yeah, like a Razor scooter.
Well, congratulations on your win, best supporting co-host on the Acris.
I was very honoured.
Community Radio Awards, lesser known, but some would argue more prestigious.
I would say.
You would. You walk home with your trophy, so that'll be good. Mum will be proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't think she listens anymore.
No. I think everyone's given up.